Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for a moment of silent meditation. Thank you. Just to let you know, we have one board member that'll be late, and Christine is ill, so she will not be here. And Sal is working. He should be here sometime tonight, hopefully. Okay. Anything, Carol? Oh, there's not many people here, I guess. Okay. Bid awards, please. Motion? Rob, second? Jim, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Personnel items, consent agenda D1 through D3. Motion, please. Mike Licata, second. Rob? Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Is Lisa here? Lisa, are you here? Please stand up. Congratulations. Thank you. Okay. Action items, consent agenda for action items E1A through E1I. Motion, please. I'm sorry? Mike Timo, second. Doug Duncan. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of donation, Barnes & Noble. Motion, please. That was Jim. Second, Doug Duncan. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of donation, woodworking tools and equipment, Widder. Motion, please. Rob, second. Jim, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of agreement between Sachem Central School District and student 1003240. Motion, please. Mike Licata, second. Rob Scavo, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Appointment of department chairpersons for the 9-10 school year. Motion, please. Jim LaCaruba, second. Mike Licata, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Title 7 and 9 compliance officers. Motion, please. Rob Scavo, second. Mike Licata. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. We're going to get out of here before the clock hits. What are we going to do? That's a good record, huh? Well, we'll discuss something long. Okay. Mr. Nolan? To you, please.
At this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Kopp to describe the discussion item.
I wish this was a longer discussion, but it shouldn't take that
long. Make it
long.
Make it long.
We'll get everybody home in time for American Idol. The item that we wanted to bring to the board tonight, I know the board had expressed an interest back in the fall with any unusual requests for uses of our facilities. We had gotten a call from Eastern Suffolk BOCES about a conference that they're planning for August 10 through 12. It's called Failure is Not an Option, and it's co-sponsored by Eastern Suffolk BOCES and Hope Foundation, which is a nationally recognized professional development organization. They're planning on bringing in some of the big name gurus in education and instruction, and they were looking for a facility to run this program in. It's a 3-day workshop. They're asking about using Sachem High School East. The reason they want to use, one of our facilities rather than their own is they plan on having about 300 to 400 people. They'll need the auditorium, some classrooms for breakout sessions. But we did want to bring it to the board based on the conversation we had in the fall. Open it up for your questions.
Any questions?
Yep.
Rob, will there be any cost to Sachem for cleanup or maintenance or any of that?
They will. We're going to have custodians who work during the day, but what they offered is that 10 teachers could attend this for free, which has a value of $600 or $6,000 that Sachem staff could attend for free, and for the $6,000 would offset the cost of the custodians.
Okay. Do you have any other questions? Mike?
Bruce, I was wondering if we have, for that building, as foreseen today, do we have any construction or anything that would be going on that would be not able to fulfill that obligation?
We check with Rory, we check with the construction managers. There's nothing that would impede this conference at that time.
other questions? Board is, I'm assuming, is all approval on that? Okay, everybody's agreeable? Okay. Thank you. Well, I don't have any more. I'd like to ask, as you know, the budget is very close at hand. I think the scheduling, as we've been discussing, the board's going to get the document probably before break. And I don't know when the community is going to get it. Is that right after that, Bruce? The 24th? Okay, so you will be seeing it. We don't know yet where the numbers are, but we will be looking at it and then getting it out to everybody for discussion. I guess there's not much there. All we're hearing is negative from the state. Now we're hearing negative from the government also. Doesn't look good. A question I'd like to ask, and not to put Bruce on the spot, the president's proposal showed some serious cuts in education. I noticed most of it, as I read, were for higher education. Is that any of that going to trickle down to local?
We get our state aid from the state. The information that we have, we're using the state aid proposal, which was a $10 million cut for us, and that's the latest information. The following year, in the 11-12 budget, when the federal stimulus money isn't going to be available anymore, that was going to have a much greater impact for our budget. But right now, the $11 million is built into the state aid package that we got.
But my question is, recently, as far as last week, Mr. Correct. Obama suggested some educational cuts.
Correct.
Did you have a chance to see what that may be?
No. Received nothing.
Yeah, the papers only has stated higher education that I saw, but I guarantee if it goes to the state, it's going to trickle down to us somehow. But in 2 years, the stimulus does. In fact, 2 years, the stimulus runs out.
That's correct.
And that we'll have to be faced with making up that money, or even worse. Do we have any questions on the board for anyone? Come on, guys. Got to get past at least 22. No. Michael, go ahead. Mike, you always have something to say. Mr. Timo.
No, actually, that was my question was, you're talking in terms of budget and where we stand with the budget, or?
Well, not our budget yet. We haven't really received it. But we're talking about what the aid is going to be next year and the year after.
I'm just going to make a comment. Yeah. I think that the, you know, over the last several years that our associate for business has made up a good budget in terms of, made some recommendations that we don't count on all the aid that we were supposed to receive from the state. And I guess this is going to be, you know, pretty much a little bit more of a flip of the coin with, I'm sure, a whole lot more thought than just flipping a coin as to how much of this cut that we would really project toward the budget. You know, personally, I think it's unlikely that the governor's, projections for the amount of money that they want to cut is going to come to realization. You know, I think that it's going to be somewhere in between there, and I guess, you know, that's just been the, the way things have gone. The governor can suggest anything he wants, but, you know, the state legislature has to still approve all of that anyway. So, you know, and I don't want to put Bruce on a spot to ask him, you know, how much of that, $9 million, correct?
You know, and the governor's proposal was a $10 million cut.
$10 million cut.
And what you're specifically saying, last year at this time, we took the conservative approach, and that we were $4 million to the good. The New York State Legislature gave us a higher state aid, but we used the governor's proposal when we built the budget to get to the zero tax impact. And the recommendation is the same. Unless the state legislature comes to a recommendation in time for us, we'll go with the lower number, and then whatever we get to the good later on, it'll help the following year taxes to keep that at a low rate.
Thanks, Bruce.
Any other questions? I hate to see people walking in, and then I'm going to have to. We're going to. Can't stall anymore, Rob. That's it. Future agenda. Anybody want future agenda items? Mr. Duncan, thank you.
You're welcome. I guess what?
Oh, zing. Oh, wow. That was tough.
Jim. All right. So, yeah. Moving on, with the AP tests, at what point do the kids start signing up for that? Is it now, or is it more geared toward March? Can we get an update on the number of kids that are signing up for these AP exams? As I remember, in our budget this year, we are paying for all the AP exams, so I'd like to see if we're coming in under budget, or there are more kids that are taking the exam than we thought, And I would also, as a future discussion item, in terms of the budget, I would like to rediscuss this year, including that money into the 2010-11 budget, paying for the AP exams. I'd like to rediscuss that.
Okay. Mr. Timo.
Speaking about future agenda items, I had presented something going back some months ago about the possibilities of airing these meetings on our live radio broadcast on WSHR. And after hearing about some of the technical glitches that, you know, that would be involved with that, rather than prolong that that discussion as a future agenda item, I'm satisfied that the rebroadcast or some interview stuff, you know, following the board meetings would suffice, and that, you know, I would look to withdraw that as a future agenda item.
Okay. That's a minus. Good. Two pluses and a minus. Okay. Anyone else?
Just a couple of weeks ago, I proposed a future agenda discussion item to talk about the middle school English. I know originally it appeared on the agenda, it fell off. And I'd still like to see, you know, get an update as to, you know, our middle school English program and how it ties into the high school program as a whole.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Go ahead.
Why not? Hey, I'm up for election this year.
Okay. There are not many people who think it help you.
only kidding if you know me. I know we have periodic updates as far as the progress and what's planned for the Excel program, all the rest of the projects. I'm wondering when our next update is actually due.
February 24th.
Okay.
The architects and the engineers are going to give us an update, and the people from the Johns Controls energy performance contract. Both groups will address the board.
Great. Thank you.
Great. Very good. Okay. All right, Dave.
Just to add one. Yeah. Last year, before I was on the board, recommended the superintendent to use the drug-sniffing dogs. Is that still in place this year? And if so, how is that program going?
Yes, it's still in place, and the dogs, there's still a schedule through Wayne Wilson and security. They show up unannounced to the student body at the six secondary buildings.
Have the number of things been found been going down? Is it productive? Is it helpful?
Did not go up or down because nothing's ever been found.
Are the dogs any good?
Right.
They don't chase geese. Oh. But no, you know what? The way I look at it, Dave, is if it serves as a preventative method, you know, then it works. You know, and you'll never know that. You'll never know who's deterred by the presence of those dogs.
Okay. Anyone? Carol? No one wishes to speak. Come on, Dana. What do you have to say? Okay. Everybody gets home early tonight. That's nice. But we have to go in exec session. I need a motion to go in exec for personnel. Doug Duncan, second. Dave Egloff. All in favor? Opposed? Thank you very much for showing up.